Consequence Podcast Network.
What Witch, This, That, or the Other? From Bonnaroo to Coachella, traversing the music festival landscape can be tricky. That's where we come in with high fives for everyone. The What Podcast with Brad, Barry, Lord Taco, dedicated to exploring the entire festival scene.
Brad has worked in the radio industry for more than 20 years and currently lives in Brooklyn, where he is program director for three stations, including one in New York, one in Detroit, and one in Miami.
Barry's been a reporter for the Chattanooga Times Free Press, covering all aspects of the entertainment industry since 1987. That's before you were born.
Lord Taco, the smart guy who makes these podcasts on our website at thewhatpodcast.com work, also really good at identifying babies, loves blue-haired moms, PBR, and his beautiful Volkswagen bus.
We all fell in love with the Bonnaroo Festival years ago, not only because of the amazing bands that play there every year, but also because of the incredible community spirit that has developed around it. Radiate positivity.
And we really like talking about the inside baseball stuff when it comes to putting on a huge music festival. So join us.
You can hear the What Podcast on the Consequence Podcast Network or anywhere you find your favorite podcast.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Putting the final touches on Bonnaroo 2023. One last chat with one of our favorite finds of the festival season. Barry Corder, Lord Taco talked to Angel St. Queen, making their Bonnaroo debut in 2023. They talked to the What Podcast first. Before Superstardom. The What Podcast final recap of Bonnaroo starts right now. Barry Corder, nice to see you again, buddy. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I am doing fine, Porcupine. I am going to go ahead and say very clearly, I'm very jealous of this episode. I'm very jealous that not only do I have to relive yet again a festival that I could not make it to, but you get to talk to one of my favorite people on the planet today.
I love everything about this. There's so much that I want to get into.
Okay.
With this one, when it happened, but let's just rewind before the festival, you said, I think I want you to talk to Becca. And I was like, oh yeah, definitely want to talk to Becca. The day of was amazing. She and Maddie were so great. And that was awesome. And the week after, I thought that was a lot of fun. This is why I really enjoy Bonnaroo and the whole business. Basically, you get to see somebody go from start to finish, or not start to finish, but grow.
Yeah, but not, but you would feel that even if there wasn't like a connection.
100%, 100%. This is my favorite thing in my entire career, is to be able to see somebody, you know, interview, meet, whatever, start from the beginning and then follow a career. That is my favorite thing. And
yeah.
The fact that you have this connection makes it even better. But this last few days, and I'll be honest with you, and I really want to get into this, and I'm probably going to surprise you because I'm feeling a little nostalgic or whatever, old, call it whatever.
But well, it's the back pain.
No. No, it's the recapping this whole Bonnaroo thing. Listening to the Ruham guys and even the real Rue Bus guys, and just kind of thinking about how important this festival has become to us. And this episode just sort of, for whatever reason this week, hit me. Like, this is a big part of my life.
Oh, Barry, that's so cute.
I know, right? I knew you were going to make fun. And I don't
I'm not making fun. I promise I'm not making fun. It's sweet. It is. I mean, because it is a very big part of our lives.
It's unbelievable, right? I mean, we do this stupid podcast.
We talk about this more than we talk about anything else.
Anything
at least I do.
Else in our lives. That's exactly
And if I'm not talking about it with you, I'm talking about it with Evan Bonnaroo every time that we hang out. You know, it's... It's, you know, part of our weekly wardrobe choices. You know, it's nothing else. Nothing else is this. I mean, other than maybe the Mets for me and the Washington football team, formerly the Redskins. Like, those are the three things I probably talk about the most.
Notre Dame football for me used to be, but I don't even talk about that because I don't have anybody to talk about it with.
No kidding.
So I have you.
And this is the first time, that's a great point, because this is the first time in my life I've ever been living here that I've been able to actually talk about the Mets on a regular basis.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, it really is that impactful. And listening to those other podcasts and our podcast and realizing that this is what we talk about all the time is nuts, right?
Yeah.
I was trying to think.
It'd be nice if we could get paid for it, to be honest with you.
I know, right? but you know,
you gotta figure something out, man.
There are other things. I'm sure people, gamers, would say, you know, that's what they do all day long, and I get that. And I was trying not to overstate it, but this community, I mean, it's across the nation. We are now friends with people from all over the country because of this festival. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm trying not to overstate it, but I'm also trying not to understate it.
I think it's a good point. Like, I bring up Evan a lot because I love the man, but the fact that I moved to a city in which I only really knew industry people, and the fact that the person that I hang out with the most is exclusively because of Bonnaroo, you know, that's pretty weird, isn't it?
Yes, that's and his last name is now Evan Bonnaroo because that's how you put him in the phone.
Yes, yes. Well, that is his last name
because you can't remember. But isn't that
funny? I know what his last name is.
I mean, it's impactful.
It is the connective tissue that keeps us, aligned with so many people in our lives. And yeah, I mean, you're right. When you step back and you take accounting of really the things that matter. It's the things that you spend the most time with, you know, and the people you spend the most time with.
That's right. And not just that, the detail. Again, I go back to, I was listening to the Ruham guys. I mean, I don't know if you've heard they did like a 2.5 hour recap. And
I want to let you go ahead and answer that question for yourself.
I know you haven't.
Wait, I love Parker and I love Reed.
Reed are two of the greatest guys ever.
They are fantastic. I have not gotten around to the 2 hour
and Michael
Ruham
and Jake,
podcast yet.
Michael and Jake, you know, the other two halves of the trio.
Yeah. Rue 3 and Rue 4. Ruham 3 and 4. Got it.
But if you haven't already listened to their show, it's just so interesting, and we do the same thing, the detail. I mean, we, all of us, pick apart. We can almost name, you know, when we say things like, you know, I went and sat under the tree in front of the witch stage. We know.
We know exactly what tree
we
that
know
is,
exactly
yeah.
which tree and the ditch, you know, that separates the road from this and that. Yeah, we all know that kind of thing. It's just fascinating to me that
This thing has
become so ingrained in our lives.
Do you remember the moment? There was a moment in the last, say, 8 years, one of the most excited that we have been in 8 years. Do you remember just what I'm talking about in a very broad, generic way? Something that made us so excited that was so stupid. Do you remember?
The lights in the trees?
Okay, well, that's one of them. Yeah, but do you remember the day where right after it was a torrential downpour on a Wednesday, and then we started watching, or maybe on a Tuesday, and we started watching them build that bridge across on Wednesday and they were done by Thursday just to save you from walking through a giant canyon of water. A big giant river of water. On Thursday, you came back. You're like, guys, they built a bridge. They built a bridge.
Well,
we were so thrilled.
That's a great point. And that's part of what I'm talking about. It's not just the fact that you and I noticed. It's the fact that you and I noticed and have an expectation that we would say something and they would fix it. You know what I mean?
That's right.
We expect they will hear
also,
and they
also,
will fix
but,
it. And because
but
they
to
do.
Be fair, but to be fair, that's how you get from the what stage area to literally everywhere else. And if they didn't fix it, it was going to be an absolute disaster.
Yeah, yeah. But you know what I'm saying? It's the boat. It's that give and take of we noticed, but we expect them to hear us. Mm-hmm. You know, that's another part that I've been thinking about this week is as fans, we expect them to hear our demands or requests or whatever, and they do.
Well, we expect it because they already have, right? Like they're they're really one of the very few brands that listens so well.
That's my point. That's exactly my point. It's a give and take. Everybody feels like they have some ownership of this event.
Yeah, and the other thing too
how many other things do you know that you can say that about?
It's true. The other thing I like about it is that oftentimes we think that because we've said something, they've done it because, you know, the community has said it.
Oh, I don't mean
but
it like
honestly,
that.
Well, I think that some of us think that way, but
true.
But the best part is that they don't really need so much to listen because they're fans already. You know, they're part of the community too, and so they know exactly the problems before we probably even do.
Great point. They were already on it. And that's you make the better point. That's what I'm trying to say is, yeah, when we think of something, they probably already thought it too. Like, we probably should have put a bridge right there because nobody wants to walk through mud, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, those years of plywood was just not, it was not working.
No, or the sawdust or whatever.
They did cat litter one year. That didn't work.
I just think it's just an amazing community and,
Well, I like how you started it with the community aspect of it because, you know, the reason why I think that this our final recap episode of 2023 will be with Angel St. Queen is because, you know, Becca is part of that community. I met Becca on a random, must have been Tuesday. She came into the radio station. She's like, I guess I'm an intern because I have to. And I'm like, all right, that's cool. And, you know, we get something like this, you know, 3-4 times a year. Most of the interns that show up hate it. So they, especially when they have to hang out with us, when they were hanging out with me and Alex, believe me, Barry, they were not happy. Nobody wanted to do this. We were awful. They lasted, you know, a week and they bailed. Becca shows up and, you know, she starts talking and come to find out she's a singer and she's, you know, writing songs and, you know,
we talk about that moment when she says, oh yeah, I'm a singer. And you're like, sure you are.
That's exactly what I did. I didn't know that.
We talked about that.
Oh my God. It is one of the more paralyzing things that happens in my life. Whenever somebody hears, you know, you happen to have something to do with the music industry, they're like, oh, let me show you my band. Oh, yeah, God,
I
it's
used
the
to
worst.
Get that too. My least favorite was I'm a poet. No,
oh,
not.
It's good. Really good.
No, you're not either.
So I rolled the dice and I said, I rarely do this. I rolled the dice and I said, okay, well, let's hear it. Show me what you got. And she showed us a video and me and Alex kind of looked at each other like, oh my God, you're really good.
Yeah.
And then out of nowhere, you know, years later, she gets a job with Live Nation and C3, et cetera, I guess. And then, you know, she is part of the infrastructure of this community. So when you talk about the people that are crafting this festival, she's one of them, right? Yeah. Especially on the AC side. And when, you know, you get the opportunity, you get a band and Bonnaroo has been such a big deal to you, you want to play Bonnaroo. And the fact that they, you know, had the, you know, they had it enough. They had the thing that was good enough to get them into the festival. I mean, imagine the amount of people that work for Live Nation, C3, or even AC, who have had a band in the past. And they're like, well, I'd like to play Bonnaroo.
True.
And how many of them actually did?
Great.
So I'm just so proud of her. I told you the first day that she was working, I told you, I said, this is the best kid that's ever come through.
That's exactly how you introduced. You said, this kid is a star. This kid is a star. And that, I think that was before you even knew she was a singer. I mean,
I knew she was, but I had no idea. Yeah, I didn't say that part.
You just said this kid is.
She can do anything she wants. Literally anything she wants.
You were way, way high on her future, and I think that's why it made me think about this week. Is this just represents everything that's been so great about the Bonnaroo experience for me, and I think for you. I mean, to be able to meet her and do an interview, you know, in the area where we've interviewed so many famous people.
Do you remember she was there the first year of Dua Lipa? She was just hanging around with us when Dua came over and just said hi for a while. Do you remember that when Dua came over to hang out?
Yeah.
She was just milling around, working the security.
Brings so many things around. And In all kinds of ways. There's just so many cool things about this festival, and this, for some reason, it won't mean anything. I mean, if people don't know who they played on the Who stage, you know, probably not many people saw it. It's not like this is the biggest star we've ever interviewed or anything, but this represents so much that is great about this festival. And
Guess who else played that stage? The Black Keys.
That's the point.
Portugal the Man.
That's my point. Everybody has a first show. Nobody started out on the, you know, doing arenas. Everybody had to start somewhere. And this just represents everything that I love about this festival.
Good.
For so many reasons.
I have yet to hear it. I have purposely not listened to it because I want to listen to it right now. And then I guess we'll come back and we'll tell you the plan for the next few months. So here we go. Angel St. Queen on the What Podcast. Enjoy.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right. We're back on the What Podcast. Lord Taco and Barry Quarter. We're here with Angel St. Queen, Becca, and Maddie. Welcome.
So much.
All right, true confessions. I made him do that because I knew I was going to mess up the name. So
it's okay. Sometimes people call us Angle Street Corn. It sounds a lot like Angle. I can even say it now. Angel St. Queen.
Now you're good. Yeah. We've got you doing it.
Yeah.
All right. So the obvious first questions is, how's your Roo been? How's Bonnaroo been for you guys?
Oh, it's been awesome. Incredible. This is my sixth Roo.
My seventh.
So you performed on Thursday.
Yes.
Show was good. I didn't get here till this morning, so that was way up on my list, right?
Catch us next time.
Yeah. Right. How'd it go?
It went really well. Like, immediately getting on stage, the crowd was so kind. That's what I felt. I'm like, everybody here is like with me right now, and they're down. They're
very
down
kind and engaged, and we just had a blast on stage. Yeah. I mean, our band, we're all friends. So we just went up there with the intention to have fun.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and we did.
We had a whole lot of fun. Exceeded expectations.
So because you're veterans, what was the expectation? You've been here. You know what it's like. And now you're here as an artist.
I tried to not have expectations, but the Who stage is different this year. It's under a tent. It's bigger. It has more production. So that alone exceeded my expectations. That felt really cool. And I think also there was a fear that people wouldn't come to our set because we're pretty new. So that was something that I felt a little bit nervous about. But also it wasn't something I cared too much about because
I think we like try to approach this thing of like if we're having fun on stage with each other, like we're performing for each other, we're our job when we get on is to like have the best time we can. And then a crowd shut up.
Yeah, exactly.
Was this a priority on your wish list? Play Bonnaroo?
I mean, this has been a dream since I went to Bonnaroo the first time.
That's what I...
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Yeah. The so the expectation, and then you've talked about it a little bit, but now that it's over and you've had some real time to process and you're walking around, it's Saturday now, and you said it met, it exceeded everything.
Absolutely.
That crowd thing is, I mean, we've talked about that a lot. It is a little different crowd here, isn't it?
Yeah, and I mean, we play in Nashville, which is a notoriously extremely quiet crowd. They're always
respectful.
Listening, very respectful, but it's quiet. Sometimes you're saying something and they're like,
don't want to interrupt.
You're like, no, it's totally fine. I just like ripped a guitar solo and like you're literally not responding, but it's fine. Bonner was like, I like played a note and they're like, yeah, it was awesome. Just loving.
Bonnaroo is just a special place. Like it is different. It's a whole different community. I don't even know how to describe it. My parents came to see our set. So we're from Nashville and grew up in Franklin. So we're just right down the road. And my parents had never been before. They actually wouldn't let me go in high school. And I begged and begged to please let me see Paul McCartney. But they never did. But look at us now. But my dad, after our set, just said how nice everyone is.
Wow.
Like, everyone came up to my parents because I gave them a shout out. And they were just like, oh, we love that you're here. This is awesome. And just started talking to my parents. And so I think that kind of, in a nutshell, explains the Bonnaroo community and just the culture and atmosphere here.
I don't think we've ever asked this question, but how now is being an artist and attending different, especially since you've been here for several days? How is that different? Is it different? Not just the performing, but just the whole scene.
It's interesting because I actually have a really, really special relationship with Bonnaroo. I went as a festival goer a couple times in college and had a blast. And but then I actually ended up going into the music industry to work in the business. I kind of didn't believe in myself enough as an artist and just shoved that to the side until the pandemic is when we really got things going. But I've been to Bonnaroo as an attendee, I've been to Bonnaroo as an intern, and I've been to Bonnaroo as an employee, and now I'm at Bonnaroo as an artist, and that's really, really, really cool.
I think, the coolest part for me is, like, you know, I have a friend, he's playing with, two friends that are playing with Devin today, and we just got to hang out with them in catering and talk to them, two people who we hang out in Nashville,
Freeze,
and, like, so seeing all your friends here that you see on like our small stages in our local scene all playing together is really lovely, and everybody seems to have these tender moments where they just like have a nice shared experience. Like, it's cool that we're here.
Yeah,
we're
it's very cool. Russ, I'm hogging the microphone. I know you have a question.
how long are you staying? Are you staying the whole weekend through Sunday?
Yeah, for sure.
So you're not
here all weekend.
Just gonna fly in and then fly out after your set.
Right.
Okay. Well, we'll drive an hour home.
Yeah, not like far. Well, who's on your list today and tomorrow then?
Remy Wolf.
Yep. Cheryl, of course.
Of course we're going to Cheryl.
Super Jam.
Tomorrow, honestly, Pixies. They're one of my favorite bands of all time. I've always wanted to see them.
Yes. I'm also super stoked to see Jacob Collier because he has such a cool way of getting the crowd to participate and be involved, and he orchestrates like this beautiful choir with the audience. And so I'm really excited to see that at not just a festival setting, but at Bonnaroo. It's going to be magical.
Nice. All right, that was it for me.
All right, so let's get down to it now.
Okay.
Brad Steiner.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I know him.
Brad.
That's his name in my phone still. Brad Steiner.
We got to hear.
I don't know if you know.
I don't know Brad.
She interned with our co-host.
I did.
So we have to rag on Brad sometime before this is over.
Absolutely.
He's not Nobody here, by bad. The way.
No, like, I'm willing to rag on Brad. I don't know him, but I will do it.
Right, no, I have to give him a little bit of credit of just supporting me, and he met me at a time in my life where I was very unsure, and he just made me feel supported, and he made me feel like the decisions I was making were validated. And he's not just when I interned with him, but beyond that, when I was working for AC Entertainment or interning with Lock and Key Productions, he would always make sure to shoot me a text and congratulate me or see what's going on and catch up with me. So, yeah, Brad has a special place in my heart for sure.
That's not all what I wanted to hear.
But sucks this year.
Not at all.
He's a little full of it.
A little. No, you and I met through him years ago, and he spoke very, very highly.
Thank you.
Of you then. I don't even think he knew you sang at that time, if I remember right.
I didn't really publicize that.
She didn't have her singing pants on.
Yeah, I was full focused on the industry. And I wasn't sure then. I was like, I interned with him at the radio station. Right. And then,
Hits
like I said, I did
the... Chattanooga's where they, mm-hmm. you interned.
Hits 96. Mm-hmm. And then the video production crew that's here, that was my next internship. And so it was cool that I just had these different... just like different little facets of the industry that I got to experience. And then I worked at AC Entertainment after that in marketing. And then I actually moved to LA for a little bit, worked in management for a second, came back to Nashville, worked in booking for a minute, and then recently resigned from my corporate job in March to full-time pursue.
Wow, good for you.
Music.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
You probably figured out all that music industry stuff gets you the occasional ticket to a good show, but it doesn't pay very well, does it?
Yeah, you said it.
What was great is that she always got a plus one.
That's
so
true.
I also got to go to the free shows.
For sure.
There's perks.
For me.
For me, there were perks.
I think because it's kind of funny. I think Brad said when... At one point when you finally did say, well, you know, I sing a little, and his immediate reaction was, I know, not that again. Everybody's a singer, right?
That's kind of why I didn't for a while. I grew up in Nashville. Everyone and their father is a songwriter.
I want to say something on that is that I play a little bit just garage band style for years, but I've been radio forever, and I did the same thing. I didn't want to bring that to the people, like, oh, I play music, guys. Like,
yeah,
of course you do.
Who doesn't?
It's like every remote, you know?
Yeah.
It's like,
and
everybody's a poet. Yeah.
Yeah. Right, yeah. Right. It's also funny, like, I'll bring friends to Nashville, and, like, we'll be sitting in a circle, and people just go, so what do you play? And they're like, oh, I'm not a musician. And everyone's like, okay. What do you do? What do you do then?
So what do you do then?
So
exactly.
How did you guys get together?
We've been friends since high school. Since high school since we were 14.
14.
And always liked the same music, and then never played together. And then the pandemic, we started writing.
Yeah.
Just for fun.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah, we became best friends in high school and went our separate ways for college. And the pandemic brought us back to Nashville at the same time. So. Yeah.
All right. You got anything else? Because we're here and because we love Bonnaroo so much, we're going to assume that this is now the high water mark on your career.
Yes,
I'd say so.
What's the next goal?
The next goal?
Tour.
Touring.
Yeah. Opening for a very sick band.
Yeah.
Nice.
She's like, or headlining.
Or headlining.
Yeah. Getting on a cool tour.
Why not?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I think that's the the next goal is, yeah, a good support tour.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you. You survived Brad.
Yeah.
So far.
I know.
We can't thank you guys enough for doing this.
Thank you for having us.
Our favorite thing, mine anyway, our favorite thing is to meet a band and watch it.
Absolutely.
So I can't wait for the next one.
Thanks, Barry.
Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Oh man, what a lovely chat with the girls from Angel Saint Queen Maddie and Becca. Barry, Taco, you guys did a great job.
I couldn't get her to dish. She wouldn't give up any secrets. We tried.
Yeah, well, yeah. She got paid a lot
She's
of money.
A pro.
She got paid She's a lot pro. Of money. So I now that we've sort of really circled the wagons on Bonnaroo at this point, I think it's a good time, Barry, to sort of take a break. I think it's time for summer break. What do you think?
I think we probably should. And
okay.
I'm excited about what we have lined up, but you're probably right. Let's take a little bit of a break. I don't know how long that will be.
What do you say? 3, 4, 5 months?
I don't know if we can go that long.
Okay. All right.
We have too much lined up.
I've got some summer trips I've got to take. I got some summer trips to Greece and Italy and.
Yeah. We have a lot of people we want to talk to. So we'll see. We'll figure it out, but we might take a couple of weeks off and, regroup. And I'm very excited about who we're lining up to talk to.
Okay. All right. Well, I am so happy that you guys got to meet the girls. And I'm so happy that Bonnaroo was a raging success on everybody's. Basically, I haven't seen or heard a single person say something negative about this year. And it just goes to tell you, you know, the second that you think Bonnaroo might be in a down spot, it comes right back. With fury, no matter what. It always comes back around.
And that's never not great.
It's never not great. It's always got a loaded gun, man. It's always ready to fire. All right. Well, there you go. Anything else before we go?
No. People are wondering. Taco is fine. He's well. He's in the bus somewhere.
He got that bus back, man. You can't get him out of it.
He's probably camping in his backyard by himself, but he's in the bus, I can promise.
He's in the bus. At least he's in the bus. Yeah. All right. Good. Well, then, until then, we'll talk to you very soon.
All right. Love you.
All right. Love you. Bye.
Consequence Podcast Network.